Good evening, good evening, good evening. We probably have about 30 seconds. We have about 30 seconds, let's see. But you can go ahead, you can turn Acts 1 and 8. Good evening, online students. I need you to turn to Acts 1 and 8. Those of you who were here yesterday or who may have watched online, Apostle taught a message on living in the demonstration of the spirit of wisdom and power. Amen. You know, he said we have power, but we need wisdom. Amen. To know how to use that power. So tonight we're going to pray for power. And we're going to pray for wisdom. Amen. I want you to think about what wisdom do you need. Online students, we do need you to participate. There's no distance in the spirit realm. What we're going to be praying here, we want you to be praying wherever you are. Whatever wisdom you need, I want you to think about it. And I want you to ask God for it. And then believe that you receive. Amen. And when I say, you know, whatever wisdom, financial wisdom, health wisdom, relationship wisdom, children wisdom, amen. you know, whatever, just whatever, amen. Okay, let's turn to Acts 1 and 8 first. Very, very familiar scriptures we're going to read. I thought about going over to Isaiah 11, but I think we'll save that one for a little bit later. Online students, Acts 1 and 8, ready? Everybody got it? Let's read. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You see that? You shall receive power. And then we find out what the power is for. To witness. Amen? To witness. Now let's turn over to James. Very familiar scriptures. James 1 and 5. And I want y'all to know I have what we call, I've heard Apostle talk about his Bessie, his Bible from home. I got my Bessie. Everybody ought to have a Bessie. Okay? I found in here, I had notes from 1999 in this one. Now, this is not the one I bring to church now. This is the one that stay at home. James 1 and 5. We all have it? Okay, ready? Let's read. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Amen? So we're praying not only for power, but we're also praying for wisdom. Amen? Let's everybody stand. We've got a little bit more time on Monday night, so we're going to be praying a little bit more, like the first 5 to 10 minutes. We're going to be praying, and I want you to focus your prayer. Online students, we're focusing our prayer. We're asking God not only for power, and that power is anointing, amen? Yeah. But we're also asking him to give us wisdom to know how to use that power. Amen. All right? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to give you honor and glory and praise, Lord God, and just to say thank you, Father God. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you, we invite you, we welcome you. We ask you to help us tonight. Help us to pray. Lord God, we are seeking for wisdom, Lord God. Whatever wisdom we need, Lord God, hallelujah, we're going to ask for it tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're asking for a fresh anointing, Lord God, to be upon each and every student, not only those here in Darrow, but those who are watching online. And Lord God, we just thank you for it and we praise you for it. Now, Holy Spirit, we yield to you in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord God. Alala la makashanda rabakahaya. Alala la makanda ramayasiya. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya ye heal, oh God. Alalala makanda ramahia. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya ye heal, oh God. Alalala mahanda ramahia. Alalala bakashanda rabakaya ye heal, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Not only power, Lord, but wisdom, Lord. Alalala mahaha. Alalala bakishanda rabakahaya. Alalala bakanda rebede bekeshende rebede de heal. Alalala makashanda rabakahaya. Alalanda rebede. Alalanda rebede. Alalanda rebede, Lord God. Now, Lord, we're believing, we're receiving. Alalala mahashanda rabakaya. Whatever wisdom we need, Lord. Alalala bakashanda rabakaha. Ayanda rebede. Ayanda rebede. Ayanda rebede. Ishia. Alalala bakashanda. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, mine. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Alalala bakashanda rabakahaya. Alalala makinda rebedeya. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala makanda ramayasinda rabakaya ye here, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. Power, Lord God. To be more effective witnesses, Father. Alalala makashanda rabakahaya. Alalala mahia. Alalala makashanda rabakahaya. Alalala nderebedea. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala manderebedee bokoshanda rabakaya ye here. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Yes, Lord. Alalala makashanda rabakaha. Alalala manderebedee bokoshanda rabedee. Alalala makashanda rabakahaya. Alalala bakanda rabakihia. Alalala bakashanda rabakahaya. Alalala makanda rabedee bekeshanda rabedee. Alalala bakanda ramahia rabesanda rabakaya yehia, Lord God. You told us to ask, Lord. Glory to God. So we're asking. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Alalala bakashanda rabakaha. Alalala bakashanda rabakaha. Alalala bakanda ramahia rabesanda rabedee. Alalanda rabedeya. Alalala lande rebedeya. Alalala bakashanda rabakaha. Alalala lande rebedere bokoshanda rabakahaya. Alalala bakishanda rebedeya. Alalala bakanda rabakihire mesende rebede. Alalala bakashanda rabakaha. Alalala malala kinde rebede. Alalala makashanda rabakaya yehia. Alalala bakanda ramahire besanda rabakaya. Alalala makanda ramahire mesende rebede bokoshanda rabakaha. Alalala manda rebedere bekende rebedeya. Alalala makashanda rabakahaya. Alalala makinde rebedere bokoshanda rabakaha. Mama mama manda rebedeya. Alalala bakashanda rabakahaya. Alala under the bede. Alala under the bede. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Alala kashanda rabakahaya. Alala bakashanda rabakaha. Alala lande rebedeya. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Bokoshanda rabakahaya. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Alala mande rebedeya bokoshanda rabakaya. You hear, Lord God. The spirit of wisdom, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. The spirit of wisdom. Alala, oh my, oh my. Glory to God. Alala kashanda rabakaha. Alala mahanda rebedeya bokoshehe. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Mama mama manda rebede. Alala bakashanda rabakaha. Alala mahanda rebede bokoshanda rabakaya ye here. Ne mokoshanda rabakaha. Alala manda rebedeya. Alala bakashanda rabakahaya. Alala manda rebede bokoshanda rabakaya ye here, Lord God. Alala mahashaha. Alala bakanda rebede bokoshanda rebede. Erede. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Alala makashanda rabakahaya. Oh, my. Oh, my. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for wisdom, Lord. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Alala banda rebedere bokoshanda rabakaya ye here. Thank you for power. Glory to God. A fresh anointing. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Alala makanda ramaki here. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Oh, my. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord God. On our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. In our homes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. In our church, Lord. Thank you. Erede bakashi here. Alala makashanda rabakaha. Excuse me. Alala makishanda rabakaha. Alala bakanda ramaki here. Alala bakashanda rabakahaya. Alala bakanda ramahire besanda rabakaya. Alala makanda rebe here. Alala bakashanda rabakaha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Alalala mahashandarabakaha. Alalala makindarebede, Lord God. Alalala mahashandarabakahaya. Alalala makashandarabakaha. Ananana here, I may say. Alalala makashandarabakahaya. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We believe we receive, Lord. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Not only power, but wisdom. Amen. I had to chuckle at myself. You know, a long time ago when they were talking about the power and being anointed and, you know, and how we have to do everything in line with the Word of God. You know, because if you just stop and think about it, if we had power to do whatever we wanted to do, especially when I'm driving, I'd be zapping people off. Yeah. And I say, thank God that, you know, it's as the Holy Ghost leads. And it's not just unlimited. There's a governor on it. Amen. Got to be in line with his word. Glory to God. I had such a good time last week. And I tell y'all all the time that when I leave the class, that doesn't mean that the class is over for me. You know, it just continues. It really does. It's like, oh God, help me, help me, help me. I saw so many things that I wanted to share with you. One of them was there were some other verses. Remember I told you that I was going to give you extra verses regarding God and his word and how important the word of God is to prayer. I mean, if we're not familiar with the word, then we're not going to be effective in our prayers. We're not going to know what the promises are. We're not going to know what the word says. And, you know, and we're going to be praying like my grandma them prayed. If it be thy will. You know, whereas when we study the word for ourselves, we know the will of God because the word of God is the will of God. Amen. Amen. So I wrote down two scriptures that I wanted us to look at. Hebrews 4 and 12. And I've got Bessie for a reason. But it's going to be a surprise. Hebrews 4 and 12. And these are all familiar scriptures. But since we're talking about prayer and the word of God, I thought it's, you know, important for us to go ahead and include these scriptures. Y'all have it? Okay, now y'all should know by now. Bring your iPad, bring your iPhone, bring your Bible. Preferably, you know, Apostle is telling us to have a Bible. But if you don't, I mean, you know, I'm trying. I do know how to text. I know how to text now. Y'all ready? Hebrews 4 and 12. Ready? Let's read. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I mean, that's just how powerful the word of God is. And it can do something that nothing else that we are aware of can do. We're talking about separating our spirit, soul, and our body. Amen. And that word quick means alive. It's alive. Amen. Talking about God and talking about his word. And then the other one that I remembered was John 15:7. Familiar, familiar, familiar. Y'all ready? John 15:7. Okay. Let's read. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Okay, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. Now, he's not talking just about reading the word. You understand that? That was another word, yeah. He's talking about when you have taken the time and spent time with God's word. You have meditated the word, and you have allowed that word to become alive on the inside of you. Amen? Then you can ask what you will. But a lot of times what happens to us, you know, we'll read a scripture and we'll say, oh, yeah, that's good. We think we got it. No. Or just like Apostle ministered, you know, yesterday, and we think we got it. No, you have to hear that over and over and over and over. That was a message, oh, my God, a long time ago. He taught a message on Emancipation Proclamation, and it was all about healing. And I cannot tell you how many times I listened to that tape. And back then it was tapes. It wasn't CDs. And I listened. And I think I wore the thing out. And I finally gave it to somebody else who was under attack. But after hearing it, that thing, that just that word, it became so real to me till I could just reach out and receive healing. Amen. Up until then, no. I mean, I was just waiting and praying and whatever, you know. But I was just able to stretch out on my faith and receive healing for a condition that I had been dealing with, a stomach condition, I mean, for years, since I had been like 16 years old. And then all of a sudden, I could eat gumbo and not worry about it. And I could eat, I was just eating all kind of stuff, and nothing fazed me from that day until this day. And I swore, there was some medicines I was taking. I said, I'll never take this again. You know, and I haven't taken that. That's not to say I haven't taken any, but I haven't taken that one. Amen? Amen. So it's so important. And I want you to get that word in your note, meditate. The word meditate means to mutter, to look at it, to say it over and over and over. You know, I'll give you another example of that one. Again, I was under attack, and I had heard the word, and I want y'all to begin to train yourselves to listen while you're praying. Listen. The word of God says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Train yourself to hear the voice of God. God is speaking to you. You know, don't ever think, well, he don't ever say nothing to me. Yeah, he's talking to you. You just have not trained yourself to recognize his voice. You think it's your conscience. That's my mind telling me that. And it's okay if it's your mind. If you're born again, your conscience is a safe guide. Amen? If you're born again. If it doesn't, this is how you can tell. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, amen, it is not God. That's just indigestion or whatever it is that you had. But I want y'all to begin to listen. You know, don't just pray. I want you to listen because God is speaking. You know, because the word that I heard, it ain't nothing. Just like that. You know, and it was like, yeah. And I want you to know I stood on that word for about a year and a half. Amen. I said, okay, it ain't nothing. But then Apostle began to minister one Sunday, and he says, you gotta meditate. And he was teaching on meditation. He said, go back. You know, take that word and go back and meditate that word. And so I said, okay, I'm gonna meditate this word. Now, the strange thing about meditation is nothing, it's not tangible. And sometimes you feel so stupid, you know, it's like, what? You know, because it's like, I started with the word it. Now, how many ways can you say it? You know, and that's what I did. And I said, it. And I looked at it and I said, it. And about the third time, I heard these words on the inside of me. Look at it and look at God. Just like that. Amen. And so I was dealing with something. You know, this was serious what I was dealing with. And it's like, look at it. And look at God. Now, we're going to come to that word illumination a little bit later. But all of a sudden, I began to receive revelation and illumination on what God had been telling me. You know, it ain't nothing. To me, it was a big thing, you know. But to God, it ain't nothing. And I said, oh, look at it and then look at God. When you compare whatever it is that you're dealing with to God, amen, how big he is. And I began to tell him, I said, oh, you're a big God. I say, oh, you can do anything. And I mean, I was sitting in a chair and I jumped up out the chair. You know, when revelation and illumination come, you can't sit still. You know, I jumped up and I began to praise God and I began to thank God. And do you know, I was able to receive. It ain't nothing. Amen. Amen. I mean, that word came alive in me. But just think about if I had not heard my apostle say, go back and meditate. You're talking about a year and a half. And I've been reading it and I've been saying, But that's what meditation will do for you, because it brings revelation and it brings illumination. Amen. God can shine a light. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but this is the definition that I found for illumination. It says that divine process whereby God causes the written revelation to be understood. Now, they said by the human heart, but we know the human spirit. Amen. The divine process is divine. It comes from God, whereby God causes the written revelation or the word to be understood by the human spirit. All of a sudden, You understand. You know, I was eavesdropping when I came in and I heard some ladies talking about that. You know, sometimes, you know, you're looking at the word and you recognize when you're just reading it. You know, you're just reading. You don't see nothing. You just reading. But then there are other times when you're reading the word, you begin to see something else and something else, and you begin to understand. Amen. So at that point, you're beginning to receive revelation from the word of God. But then apostle said, we got to go on to illumination. Amen. This is my Bessie Bible. And this is what the author says in this Bible about illumination. I'll just read just a little bit of it. He says, illumination is the last of three important steps taken by God in communicating his word to us. The first step was revelation, which occurred when God spoke to the Bible authors. That's when he spoke to them. Amen. The second step, he says, was inspiration. That process whereby God guided them in correctly writing or uttering his message. But now a third step is needed to provide understanding for men and women as they hear God's word revealed and the inspired message. This vital step is illumination. Can you see that? Illumination. Amen. And when we begin to meditate and allow God to reveal and to illuminate his word to us, then we're going to become more effective in our prayer. And just like we prayed, we want wisdom. Like when that happens, then we want God to also give us the wisdom. Okay, now how do I exercise this? You know, what's the right way to do this? Amen. Help me. Amen. Our author, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because I want us to get some of this tonight. Our author takes us, you know, remember now, our topic is prayer and the word of God. Remember that? And remember I told y'all about Psalm 119? Yeah. I'm going to ask you to read Psalm 119, and I'm going to ask you to do what Apostle asked us to do, and that's why I have Bessie here, because, my Bessie, let me put it that way. He said to read Psalm 119, and it, you know, and it's okay just to read it. You don't have to meditate it. It's 176 verses. 176. I asked y'all that last week, and nobody could tell me how many verses. 176. But he said, read it, and I want you to underline every verse that's talking about the word of God. Now, he's going to use words like law, statutes, judgment, word. Mr. Bounds, our author, says that there are probably three or four verses where he is not talking about the word. I could not find three or four. I think I found two. Well, you're not going to be able to see my Bible. Well, I did do it in blue. But I mean, just about every verse is just underlined, 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 underlined when I went through and I read it. And it was like, oh my God. And you're going to see when you read it, you know, just, and that's just for your own personal growth and development. Just underline it. This is how important the writer felt the word of God was. And then Mr. Bounds, he says that he goes back and forth between magnifying the word of God, and then he's also praying in Psalm 119. And what we're going to do, I wrote down a couple of verses that I want us to read, and I'm going to get some individuals to volunteer to read a couple of verses. We're not going to read them all, because it would take up all of our time to read 176 verses. But there was some that I thought were very, very important. Let me share with you what Mr. Bounds says. He says, Psalm 119 is a directory of God's word. The author of this psalm often goes into supplication several times, praying. For example, in Psalm 119 and 12, teach me thy statutes. See, he's asking. He was impressed with the need for divine illumination, there's that word, to see and understand the wonderful things recorded within, that he fervently prayed, Psalm 119:18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. From the opening of this wonderful psalm to its close, prayer and God's word are intertwined. This psalmist was convinced of the deep spiritual power of the word of God, that he made this declaration. He was so convinced that he made this declaration. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 11. His protection against sinning. See that? Mm-hmm. Hide the word in your heart, he said, you know, to protect him from sinning. He was saved from the attack of the evil one and strengthened from wandering away. Now, that's in your book. That's what Mr. Bounds had to say about Psalm 119. What I wanted to do, I wrote down a couple verses, and I'm going to ask for volunteers. Okay, I think we read verse 11. We've read verse 18. We did 11, 12, and 18. 27. I need somebody to read 27. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I want y'all to follow now. We want Psalm 119, verse 27. Yes, ma'am.
Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works.
Okay. Precepts. That's talking about the word. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So again, he's asking, amen? So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. 33 and 34. Volunteer. Yes, ma'am.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I should keep it unto the end.
Mm.
Give me understanding, and I should keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart.
Amen, amen. Y'all see what he's doing? You see what he's doing? Okay, 46.
I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed.
Wow. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. That's something we want, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. 61 and 62. Amen. I was just reminded when I read that one, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, But I have not forgotten thy law. Amen. I'm still going to remember your word. You know, no, you know, even though this has happened to me, I'm going to stay with your word. And at midnight will I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. That word. Amen. Amen. 64. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, teach me, teach me. 72. Yes, ma'am.
The law of thy mouth is better unto me than a thousand of gold and silver.
Isn't that something? The law of thy mouth, they're talking about what you say, Lord God, is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. You know why, huh? Because when he speaks to you, then we can get the gold and the silver. Amen. But we need the wisdom. That's that wisdom we need. Financial wisdom. Amen. All right. 89. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, O Lord, your word is settled in in heaven.
Amen. And we don't want it just to be settled in heaven. We want it to be settled here on earth also and in us. Amen. Forever, O Lord. I mean, he just magnifying the word of God. He says, forever it is settled in heaven. 97 and 98. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how I love thy law. Oh, how I love thy law. Uh-huh. In my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me.
Wow. Look at what the word of God can do for you. Look at what the word of God can do for you. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies. Talking about through the word of God, I can be wiser than my enemies. Remember now, we just did spiritual warfare, huh?
Yeah.
We got to know him. We got to know our enemy.
Yeah.
Got to know his character. And we know it through the word of God, for they are our enemies are ever with us. Isn't that something? Yeah, Lord, Lord, Lord. They do leave for a season, but you know, just for a season. But we recognize them now. We recognize them. We recognize them. We learn in his ways. 105. Yes, sir.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Now, does that sound like illumination?
All
right, that sounds just like illumination. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 126. I saw a hand over here earlier. Yes, sir.
It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made for thy law.
Yeah, it's time for thee, Lord. Amen. It's time for thee, Lord, to work. Yes, indeed. You know, now these are just, you know, so we're reading this because I want you to see for yourselves, you know, what the psalmist was writing about the word of God, how important, and how, I mean, every verse is just filled with the word. Like Mr. Bounds said, this is what word I tell y'all he used? A directory of God's word. Amen. Let's see, that was 126, 130. Yes, ma'am.
The entrance of my words giveth life. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
That's right. The entrance of thy word, talking about God's word. Amen. When the word enters, it giveth light.
Yep.
It giveth understanding unto the simple. Nobody have an excuse.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
133. That's a good one. Yes, ma'am. Oh, wait. Did you do one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, right here. Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me.
Order my steps. Oh my God. Now, those of us who were here, what, it was last Sunday or Sunday before last, Apostle, you know, showed us in, I think it was Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And he'll give us the desires of our hearts, and then the other one was the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, here you're asking, order my steps. And then in Psalm 37, he's saying, my steps, the steps of a good man, if you're a good man or a good woman, ordered, they're ordered by the Lord. Amen? Amen. 160. Everybody just racing to do this. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thy word is true from the beginning. Amen. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Hallelujah. And then 162. This is the last one. Yes, ma'am. Right here. Oh, wait. Hold on. Yes, sir. Let's get a man. I'll find something for you.
I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil.
Yes, indeed. Now, y'all understand what spoil is, huh? That's when you've, let me see. They use words like booty. They use like words like, you know, when you've robbed somebody and you get that's what they call it, the booty, the reward, the reward. Not that kind. That's a... The reward, you know, from robbing somebody, okay? All right, that's what they call it. Let me see now. I didn't write down another one. I think that was the last one. 162 was the last one. Okay, that's a pretty good one. 168, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies for all my ways are before thee.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies for all my ways are before thee. Amen. So y'all getting a good feel for that? I hope y'all were underlining as we were reading. And like that, there will be some verses that you don't have to go back and underline. But I do. Online students, it's just a good exercise. Apostle shared it with us. That's what he wanted us to do, to read Psalm 119 and underline every verse that was talking about the word of God. And remember, words like the word, the law, the precepts, the judgments, anything like that that refers to the word of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Let me go back here. Our author says, just as prayer generates a love for the scriptures, if you pray, you're going to love the word of God. Isn't that something? So people who don't like the word might not be people who pray. Uh-huh. He says, just as prayer generates a love for the scripture and causes people to begin to read the Bible, so does prayer cause men and women to go to church. Look at this here. Prayer caused men and women to visit the house of God to hear the scriptures expounded. Wow. Church going is closely connected. Now, Mr. Bounds is saying this. I want y'all to understand this. I'm not. This is what our author says. Church going is closely connected with the Bible, primarily because the Bible cautions us against not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And that's found in Hebrews 10:25. Prayer generates a church-going conscience. Yeah. When you pray, you're going to have a conscience of, I need to be at church. I need to go to church. I've heard, you know, I don't know how many people tell me, well, I thought I wasn't going to go, but someone on the inside has told me, I need to go to church today. I need to go. You know, your body... always, it's going to always tell you, we need to rest. We need to sleep. We need to eat. We need to do this. That's what the body going to tell you, because it does. It's not concerned. Amen? It's of this earth. Remember that. Prayer also generates a church-loving heart. Not only do you want to go to church, but you love the church. It also generates a church-supporting spirit when you pray. Praying people take delight in the preaching of the word and the support of the church. Prayer exalts the word of God and gives it preeminence in those who faithfully and wholeheartedly call upon the name of the Lord. He goes on and he says, prayer draws its very life from the Bible. And that's what I've been telling you all along. If you're not familiar with the word of God, you're not going to be able to pray effectively. You're going to be just crying, help me, Lord. Lord, help me. you know, because you don't know the word. You know, years ago, I remember my grandma went to church, but she didn't have a Bible. She didn't bring a Bible to church. They relied solely on the minister to teach them the word. I'm trying to remember if my grandma had a Bible at home. I'm sure she did. But I don't remember it. You know, like some people had it out on a table or something like that. That's what they used to record all the births and all the deaths. I don't think too many people read it. They just put it there for that purpose. Amen. But, you know, their prayers were not as effective as yours. Amen. Because they didn't have the word of God, you know. Now, they were sincere in their prayers, and God heard them, and God answered them. Amen. Because of their heart, they were sincere, but they did not have the word like we have. We have no excuse today. Amen. God is not going to wink at that anymore. Prayer exalts the word of God and gives it preeminence in those who faithfully and wholeheartedly call upon the name of the Lord. Prayer draws its very life from the Bible. It places its security on the firm ground of Scripture. Its very existence and character depend on revelation made by God to man in His holy word. Prayer exalts the same revelation and turns men towards the word. The nature, necessity, and all-comprehending character of prayer are based on the word of God. Amen? Amen. Character of prayer is based on the word of God. He who would have a heart for the reading of the Bible must not, Mr. Bounds says, he must not, dare not forget to pray. Amen? And we talked about this in our last session. You know, there are people who read the Bible, but they don't pray. And there are some people who think they can pray, and we know that they're not always as effective. It's going to be hit or miss if they're not reading the Bible. The two things have to go hand in hand. Amen? A man who loves the Bible will also love to pray. A man who loves to pray will delight in the law of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus, now, you know, Mr. Bound, really, really, he getting serious here. He gonna compare Jesus. He gonna tell us, now look, this is what Jesus did. In other words, if Jesus did this, then you know you need to do it too. Amen? Our Lord Jesus was a man of prayer, and we know that. During his earthly life, Jesus observed Sabbath keeping, church going, and the reading of the word. Amen? Now, he shows it to us in Luke 4:16. And it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, you see that? As his custom was, he went into the synagogue. As his custom was to go into the synagogue, he went to church. Amen? Mm-hmm. Jesus went to church on the Sabbath day. And he stood up for to read. So he read the Bible. Amen? Well, not the Bible. I guess it was the scroll. He was reading the scroll. No two things are more essential to a spirit-filled life than Bible reading and secret prayer. Secret prayer. I mean your personal prayer. Amen? Yeah, corporate prayer is good. You ought to do it. Come to church and participate in the prayer. But you need to be praying at home too. Amen? They will help us. Mr. Bounds says they will help us to grow. Talk about our personal secret prayers. Will help us to grow in grace. Help us to obtain joy from living a Christian life. And to be established in the way of eternal peace. To neglect them, amen, means, he says, leanness of the soul. So if you feel like your soul is lean, then you're not reading and praying. Amen. Loss of joy. Oh my God. Absence of peace. Dryness of the spirit. And decay. You understand what decay mean? Okay. Deteriorate. In all that pertains to spiritual life. And then the lack of prayer and reading of the word also paves the way for, he uses the word apostasy. A-P-O-S-T-A-S-Y. This is the definition I found. The abandonment or renunciation of a religious or political belief. You once believed it, but you're not reading, you're not praying, so you don't believe it no more. Amen? Now, this was the one that really, really got to me. The other definition was an act of refusing to continue, to follow, obey, or recognize a religious faith. Amen? I think of those people, we used to call it turn back, backsliders. You know, these are people who are not, they're not praying and they're not reading the word. And so what happens is all those things I just read, leanness of the soul, loss of joy, absence of peace, dryness of the spirit, decay, so they go back to the world. Amen? Not completely back. I'm sure they're not completely back. But, you know, they'll turn to the world because of all of these feelings and emotions that they're experiencing. And the evil one, they're giving him an advantage that he will not ignore when they do that. Amen? Amen? Reading God's word regularly and praying habitually is the secret place of the, in the secret place of the Most High, puts one where he is absolutely safe from the attacks of the enemy of the soul. It guarantees him salvation and final victory through the overcoming power of the Lamb. Now, you know, I read that and I said, but you just told us that the enemy is always there. And then you're going to say absolutely safe from the attacks of the enemy. Well, we know he's going to always attempt. Remember that? I told you all about deception, that he's relentless and that he's going to try to always deceive you. And he will make you think all kinds of things. So the attacks are always there. But I think what Mr. Bounds is trying to get us to see is we're going to win. Amen. When we study the word and when we pray, we are guaranteed to win. You know, and understand, meditating the word, remember, asking God to give us wisdom, we are going to win. Amen. Okay. And then the power, I said, through the overcoming power of the Lamb. And we're talking about Jesus. Amen. Now, that was one other thing that we talked about last week that I thought I was going to get out of touching on tonight, but I think I need to touch on it. Remember when we were talking about the Word of God and how God has hidden things. Remember we said that in the Word, and I shared how Apostle says it's like peeling, like I don't want to say like peeling an onion, but you know you got to peel back. That comes through meditation. And we talked about it was hidden. It wasn't hidden from us. It was hidden for us. You know, God in his word tells us that he speaks to people outside of the body of Christ in parables. Amen. But he speaks to us through what? Revelation and illumination. Amen. And I shared with you how our lives are hidden. Remember that verse, Colossians 3:3? For our lives are hidden with Christ in God. And I got to thinking about that word hidden. You know, Jesus was hidden. Remember that? They wanted to kill him. And the angel came to Joseph and Mary and said, nope, get up. I need you to go down here. Then I thought about Moses. Remember? See, the enemy has been around such a long time. He knows when God has a plan. He can recognize it. Amen? And he will do everything to try to stop the plan of God from being fulfilled. Amen? And then I thought about Jesus. I thought about Moses. And I thought about Apostle. If you can imagine. Now, you know, we're talking about our lives being hidden with God in Christ Jesus. Do you think his mother and father knew that God was going to give him money cometh at some point in his life? Do you think they knew? I think his life was hidden for a while too. Amen? From the enemy. You know, he talks about how he had an accident. He said he tried to kill me, you know. He said, and you know, and how he did certain things. But all of that, you see, him being a pastor and an apostle and a prophet, it was all written before he was even born. Yeah. But God had to hide him for a season from the enemy. Amen. Until the fullness of time had come. I said to you, your life is hidden. It does not yet appear who you will be. Amen. 1 John 3:2. The Bible says, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. You don't know what God, you don't know all of what God has in store for you. It is hidden. Not from you, but for you. We don't know. If anybody, my time is up. If anybody had said to me I would be standing before a class in Ever Increasing Word Training Center,